This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly. Chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door. Save $20 off the six-meal plan for first-time users with code MMA639. J&P Cycles, the best aftermarket parts and accessories for your motorcycle. Save up to 30% off with code MMAN. Butcher Box, get grass-fed meats delivered to your house. Get $10 off with code MMA Nuts.
Linksys, get free two-day shipping for orders over $100 with code MMA Nuts.
Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 353. My name is Inga Weigel.
Back to the MMA show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, we're walking the line between serious and ridiculous.
Hold on a minute.
What?
Small problem.
Oh, you're all good.
Backup audio.
Gotta have backup.
Just in case.
Backup.
We have a backup for the backup.
That's right.
So we can
double redundant.
So we can triple
redundancies.
Yes. So what's happening, man?
I don't know. Trying to open my eyes real wide.
Why
see
are
how
your
that
eyes
works
open so widely?
So I can see better, Ingo. I can hear you.
Can you see clearly now? The rain is gone.
Up on me. Yes. We had a couple events over the weekend.
Were they good? Were they bad?
UFC and Bellator? Not bad. The debut of Gokansaki!
Yeah.
That guy's a fucking pure a savage.
He's an angry little man.
Oh my god.
Little big man.
Talk about ferocity. This man had it. All he's throwing is bad intentions, and he's got a little bit of takedown defense, and God bless the man he's fighting who didn't really go hard on the takedowns, and Gokan's up against the cage, eats an elbow, gets a little rocked, and decides to respond with a fucking left hook from hell. Shuts the other guy off. Great debut. Hopefully he gets some favorable matchups coming here soon with guys that want to stand and bang.
Yes.
None of this takedown bullshit.
Well, he was great in glory. So he fought here when we went to see, the glory before that. He fought on. Remember, he fought on that card. He was in that tournament, and he had that crazy fight. The first fight, he was.
Oh yeah.
He was insano. Same kind of thing, swinging for the fences on
Oh my god. I love this. Like, we need more of these guys.
Yes.
And then you had OSP defeats Okami with another Von Flu.
It's a new go-to move for him, I guess.
Fucking his third time.
Hey.
And credit to Okami for taking it on what a week notice or whatever.
A week or 10 days, something. Moving up a weight class or two. One.
One. I
one.
Think.
So
he'll probably get another showing.
You'd think
that was just a take one for the team because it's in fucking Japan. And then we go to Bellator 183. Benson Henderson headlining, and Benson Henderson again, no sponsors. Again, a lackluster performance, and again a decision loss for Mr. Henderson.
You think it's a toothpick? Does he still have a toothpick?
I don't know, but he is 1-3 in his Bellator debut. And a fun fact from Mike Bond, who tweeted this out. He said, Benson Henderson went 9-1 in decisions during his UFC career. He's 0-3 on the scorecards in Bellator.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
He just does not look like he wants to fight anymore, in my opinion. That's what I'm seeing from him.
Yeah.
And I didn't see fucking any combinations. It was just like one kick, one punch, and then, oh, my ponytail came out again. Hair in the eyes, can't see. Can't get a takedown.
What happened to smooth Benson Henderson?
It's just not there.
No.
No. So he's not successful. Who else?
Roy Nelson?
He was successful in his Bellator debut using little takedowns and ground and pound.
He's happy with his contract, too. He said life is good there. People are nice to him. So they say please and thank you.
That's a good thing.
It's different than what you're used to from the UFC, which all they say is you do this or you're
fucking fired. Or you're not. We'll just tie your contract.
That's right.
Paul Daly KO'd.
Oh yeah,
Lorenz Larkin. That fucking left hook, man, can't get away from it. And who else? Aaron Pico may have had the KO of the year. He just fucking deadboarded this guy. I'm gonna see if I can pull this one up here.
I did not see that one. I would love to see this. Oh no!
Hang on. We're gonna go to door number two.
Door number two. It's loading.
No, I get the internet. Just fucking
loading. XP. How are you people out there? How's life?
They're doing phenomenal.
Are you? Splendid. Fantastic.
Because you got to see this one.
I want to see it. I'm trying to provide the audience
that are listening audibly to us.
Listening pleasure.
Some sort of audible entertainment. I could fart on
the mic. I'm going to post this one, I think, on the show, too.
Okay, good.
I can finally.
Oh, perfect. Oh, damn.
Deadboarded a la Rich Franklin and...
What was that, like an uppercut slash hook?
Like a straight up left hook.
That's nasty, dude. I mean, the guy, you know, it's like when you get KO'd, you're stalling. You're literally...
Rich Franklin, Nate Quarry. That's how stiffed up that guy. Edson Barboza, Terry Edom.
Mm-hmm. You stall. The time stops for a minute and you're in the Matrix.
Fuck yeah.
And then you go down.
That's incredible. That was a good second fight for him. He lost his first one, but supposed to be second coming of somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Josh Rosenthal, back reffing at Bellator 183.
Is he out of jail?
Apparently.
Is he still in the weed business?
What are you going to jail for?
Weed. Marijuana, yeah.
Lots of weed. Wasn't it like a warehouse full?
A lot, yes. I think he might be in the weed business legally now.
Yeah. Well, good for him. Good to see him back. And then, did you see, this was the Bellator... that they did the Fedor bobblehead giveaway?
Yes. They still owe us one. They never sent one.
They have an army of them. It looks pretty sweet when you see...
The army of
Fedors. It looks like a horror flick. If all these little fuckers came to life, like how many like little Chucky? Bobblehead Fedors would take to fucking beat you?
Oh, what if they did
you?
And they were still tiny, but they could kick your ass?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Awesome. Like, I think one of them would be the hell out of you.
Yeah.
Pretty tough, man.
I like it. Too bad they're going to go be on eBay if they're not already
sure.
Thousands of dollars.
Well, people are selling the sweater. That glorious sweater, someone's selling a version of that on eBay. That you could get the.
I would totally buy that and wear it.
It's like $40.
Only I would get. I'd be the only one who got the joke. Oh, speaking of which, this weekend I was at Whole Foods up in Schaumburg, and there was a dude wearing a GSP shirt from like 10 years ago.
Wow.
And he was the cashier.
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting my shit, and I'm looking at him like, is that a GSP shirt? He goes. Yeah, man, I can't believe you recognize that. He's like, I'm a huge fan. I'm going to the fight. And he's telling me all this stuff. He's like, I've seen GSPX number of times. Like, he's like, I can't afford to sit close, but I'm in the building. So it's like, he's all excited and he's jumping around talking to me.
That's
I was like,
so
wow,
wild.
You're a big GSP fan. He goes, yeah, it's going to be awesome. And I go, what would you say if I told you I think he's going to get destroyed? He goes, well, that could be happening, but that doesn't matter. Like, I just want to, he was so excited.
Holy shit.
But I haven't seen it out in public, like a rush. St. Pierre shirt.
And a GSP fan.
Oh, yeah, big time. Huge fan. Wow. So he was kind of like a pretty boy looking dude, so it doesn't surprise me. I think GSP attracts this kind of a crowd. No, I'm not trying to stereotype.
I'm trying to say, but he attracts the gays? Is that
where
you're
going
for?
I don't know if he's gay. I'm not saying he was gay or that GSP's gay or anything.
Fair enough.
But what I am saying is that the fans of his that I've known are usually more, they're metrosexual, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Yes?
Well, Rory McDonald is kind of like that. Maybe it's the French-Canadian thing, right? Yeah. Isn't he trying to be kind of fancy at times when he dresses up?
Mm-hmm.
I think he was wearing a turtleneck recently.
Ooh, nice.
With mismatched socks or something, whatever that's
about. That's the hot thing.
I don't know. I didn't see him.
Okay.
It's a rumor.
Mismatched socks. Okay, interesting.
Is that a thing?
It's supposed to be.
Okay. Serial killer thing is what it sounds like.
Maybe. Anyways, I took a tangent. Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's interesting.
It was a cool story.
It's not that every day you hear of... GSP shirt and a GSP
huge fan
on top
this
of
dude
it.
Lit up like a Christmas tree. He was so excited that I knew, saw his normally I wouldn't say anything, and I was like, you know, I should ask him about that.
Yeah, and he's gonna go to New York to watch the fight.
Yeah, that's super crazy. Excited about it. He's like, I already got time off. And the guy who was helping bag, he's like, he's just looking at him. I'm sure he's heard the story.
Oh, Jesus Christ, here we go again. Fucking GSP. Oh no, dark that's places.
Yeah, so but is there more on this Bellator?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, well, let's talk about it since we're on the topic of GSP.
Sure.
So Rogan recently has mentioned, and I've heard this before, you know, around the interwebs, that they're doing all this filming, obviously, for the show.
Sure.
And GSP has come back now from his hiatus and is talking a lot about this dark place and aliens and stuff. And apparently UFC is trying to censor some of this because apparently he sounds a little crazy. So they're not going to show any of this, or they're trying to prevent any of this from getting out. And I'm wondering, why would they do that, Matt?
Well, I think you need to let the man be who he is. If he's going to talk crazy, let him talk crazy. That's what sells fights. Not being just plain vanilla GSP.
You want to know about his dark place?
I always want to know about GSP's dark place. but unless they're afraid of showing the man might possibly be exhibiting some symptoms of CTE, I think that's what Rogan was kind of alluding to, is that, you know, maybe when GSP loses time, or the aliens, right, when they come get him, could be the CTE talking and not the aliens are talking.
Very much could be your case.
And maybe the UFC is trying to brush this shit under a rug because they don't want you to see, hey, this guy's kind of fucked up and maybe he shouldn't be fighting. But we're going to let him.
Their biggest star, one of
the
biggest stars.
Right.
Could have health issues.
Right.
It creeps up on you fast, too, from, you know, everything I've read about it, too. Like,
hey, you were just mentioning who?
Aaron Hernandez. Yeah, the football player who got in all that trouble last year or the year before. They did a brain study, and it would be great if they could figure out a way to scan this before you're dead. You know, that might be helpful.
A little bit.
not the after when they slice the brain open.
Yeah.
But apparently at his age, he has like the brain of an 80-year-old or something. Yeah. It's the worst case of CTE they've seen for anyone his age so far, which explains a lot of stuff. I'm not saying, you know, we had talked about that being the reason why he did all he did. He was still crazy, but that definitely makes the crazy worse. So like, if you have a crazy gene,
I don't think you can control crazy at that point.
No. So you got a young guy running around with the dimensional brain of like an 80-year-old doing
and
drugs.
A dick of a 20-year-old.
Right?
That's a recipe for disaster.
All steroided up and all everything else. No wonder. And you got to say, you know, at what point, I mean, football is big right now. Obviously, it's Sunday. We taped the show and there's all this shit on TV. Everyone's going bananas at the games and so excited. I look at this now and I go, man, I go, those dudes are all fucked up. There's a good chance that over 80-90% of them are not going to be okay, like down the road. So
not at all. And it's that debate of, you know, is the money and the fame, if you know you're potentially famous in football, is it worth it? I mean, you could say the same thing for MMA. Obviously, these guys aren't making the same amount that football players are making. Mm-hmm. When football minimum salary is $500,000, you know, that sure as shit ain't MMA. You could be on a $2,000, I think Bellator's paying some of these guys, but is it worth it, right? I don't know.
It's hard to say.
Depends what your life goals are, right? Yeah. If you want to have a family, I don't think any amount of money is going to be worth that.
No. They don't have a good way to really predict it much. Was it Victor Conti, the other guy who was going on the Rogan podcast for a while? The doctor who specializes in CTE.
Yeah, I forgot.
He said it only takes like one traumatic event really to start that process of your brain is fucked up. Like one major event. And fighters, sports athletes, even these extreme guys who are doing all this bike jumping and stuff, smashing, it only takes one. And they're doing it over and over and over again. But I wonder how that's possible too, like, you know, some of these football players, apparently Brett Favre's all fucked up. And how does he continue to play football and be in their right mind or fight or do any, how do you keep doing that but your brain is not all there? I don't get it. Is it a reptilian, like a repetition thing?
Well, I think on the football sides, it's just drugs. Like they're pumping them full of fucking prescription drugs to keep them all on the field, right? Right here, take these painkillers. Take this fucking cortisone
shot. Would you say this is not what's happening in MMA?
I think it's a little less because of all the USADA drug testing.
Okay.
Right? So they're not going to, anything that you can take, a lot of that shit's prohibited. Mm-hmm. So I don't think you're not seeing the same level of drug abuse or putting guys out that are hurt that you are seeing. You see more in football than you will in MMA.
Good point, yeah. And, well, you can always.
Because you're more meat in football than MMA.
Sure.
From a.
Keep the.
Got to keep you on the field. You got to keep playing.
Yep.
You're fucked up. We don't care.
Yeah.
And I think that's changing a little bit over time as now you have a independent doctor on the sidelines. I think that was part coming from that concussion movie where before it was like a team doctor's checking you out. Oh, he's fucking fine. Put that guy back in. Rub some dirt on that shit. Get back in there.
It depends on the money he gets is to be able to put the guys back out on the field.
Like you can't have a fucking team doctor examining people.
No, it's totally unethical.
Yeah.
So you think it's USADA, huh? Maybe. You can always run from USADA.
You can. It's been successful or not successful, or depending upon who you are.
Point rifles at them. Tim Ketterjee did that, right? Cyborg recently had a little altercation with the police involved in USADA.
Yeah, I don't know all the details of that, but Chris is as clean as a whistle. Blasphemy on anybody who says differently. the secret of the cyborg. Let's talk about Edmund Tervarian.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
He was saying there's one fight that he wants Ronda Rousey to have in a possible comeback.
Yeah.
He was talking about Chris Cyborg. You know, what do you think about this?
Insanity. I think it shows what a piece of shit that guy really is. He just wants to send his lamb out to the slaughter. Come on. Rousey got destroyed in her last fight. And, well, last few fights. That's it too. Didn't look very good. Yeah. So what are you going to do? You're going to go put her up against the pound-for-pound toughest female fighter in MMA right now? Probably of ever, maybe? That's insanity. Why? Because he needs money, I'm sure. He wants a little paycheck. Pay his tax man and do all this shit. It's stupid. That guy is a piece of shit human being, I think. You can't... From everything I know about his situation and all of it, just...
Yeah, the bankruptcies and... He was throwing shade at Wayne Ludwig and some other coaches saying, fuck those guys for calling me out. I know how to corner my people. This guy I trained, he's a 10-time world champion, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
He just needs to shut up. Rousey ain't fighting. No, she just got married.
Probably
going to have babies.
And even myself, who would love to see the Ronda Rousey get destroyed by the Chris Cyborg, I don't even think I can sanction that fight with a good conscience right now. Much as I'd love to see that smash
match. It would
match,
be a murder.
I can't allow that.
Yeah. Speaking of which, on the same subject, I just saw pictures of Gina Carano looking quite...
Yeah, I saw those too.
You see those? Yeah. Looking very nice. Yes.
She's like 35 and she's next to... You know, Fader, a big hug. I think this is the first time I saw Fader smile.
Oh, he's like, did you see that? I like this.
Like, oh, this is nice. Yeah. I like it.
I remember
you Russian.
You used to hug
you like the vodka.
A long time ago, you crazy girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's very, very nice. Mm-hmm. We need more of her.
We do. All right. So what else do we got? Is that exhausted? Should I bring up some more?
Sure. Go ahead.
All right. The last thing I have is the... Adelaide Byrd, the judge who who scored the Golovkin-Alvarez card, suspended for the rest of the year.
That is, I think, a first in the history of judging. I've never heard of someone getting suspended. Maybe because it was such a public fight, or from a publicity standpoint, and it was such an egregious score. And it's not like it was the first time this chick had made a mistake, like a super mistake. And credit to whoever the reporters were at the post-fight press conference, really pushing the head of an NSAC, like, what are you going to do about this? Because typically you guys do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to do something. So I'm actually shocked that they're doing something about it.
You think this is a step in the right direction, or is it all for show?
Well, if she doesn't get fired, I think it's just all for show. I mean, you can put anybody on sidelines for 3 months.
She may have a vacation scheduled already.
Right. Just, like, here, you're going to take a vacation. It's a paid vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And then come back in a few months, and no one will fucking remember anything.
Yeah, we will forget. That's a given.
Until the next, like, fucking upended score. But again, I can't watch boxing. You know?
Yeah.
That just proved it out. Because it's not like she's the only one out there that fucks up the scores. There's a bunch of them.
Where's Cecil Peoples?
Right. Shockingly, he's not around anymore.
No.
Steve Mazzagatti to fucking...
I think he retired.
Be a ref, you know?
Good point.
Who knows?
What else you got?
Well, there's a rumor floating around that Conor McGregor could address the U.S. Congress about the MMA fighters' rights, more specifically the Ali Act in MMA.
Okay.
And do you think that's true? And do you think it'll make a difference and why?
I think if there's one guy who could make a difference, it'd be McGregor. I wonder why.
Well, he just got the taste of boxing, so he has a boxer's license. So from a legal standpoint, he could really test this out in a court of law here to say, hey, my contract's a little coercive.
Maybe for his own benefit, you think he might do that? I could see that, and he does bark loudly. You can make a lot of noise if he wants to.
And how do you allow, you know, if you're another UFC fighter, say you're a Stipe Miocic and you want to fight a boxer, you let Conor McGregor do it, why aren't you going to let me do it? So they kind of opened Pandora's box by letting them do that and getting the payday, because now you kind of have to let everybody else that wants to fight in boxing box.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how can you let it for one and not for the others?
I don't know.
And how is that going to hold up in a court of law? So that's the one thing. But back to the the Ali Act, I mean, I like it from the standpoint of the contracts. Mm-hmm. I don't like it from the ranking standpoint, because what they want to do is set up a independent party to like establish rankings.
I'm okay with that.
But then you have to fight based on rankings.
So what's
you
wrong with that?
We can't do Conor McGregor versus Nate Diaz at 170.
Oh, I see what you mean. So you
can't do the super fights. You can't do Conor McGregor move up to 150. Maybe you can do that, to move up to 155 to challenge someone else for the title when he's the champion. You can't do anything.
Do people care about the belt that much?
Not anymore.
No.
I don't think anybody cares. I think it's just, what is the most exciting fight I can see right now? Yeah. That's what I want to see.
Okay, I retract my statement. I agree with you. That's a shitty thing. They shouldn't do that with the rankings.
No, especially here. I don't want them to taint that. I mean, there's times where I'm like, oh, this guy's getting, like, when it comes to Damian Maya, I'm like, they need to adhere to rankings. Fuck these guys. Rankings are what it's about. But other times, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Fuck rankings.
Yeah.
We just want the best fights.
Well, yeah, there's a guy who's just gotten fucked all around. Poor Damian. Screwed.
Yeah.
Screwed nonstop.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
And he's at the tail end of his career. I really don't think he's got another shot. There's no other shots. You got two.
Unless he goes down a weight class.
No.
Tries to cut even more weight.
Like that.
That's crazy.
What else? Jeremy Stevens. He finally took a shot back at Conor McGregor.
I saw this, yeah.
With his fucking...
It was horrible.
Pound sign. Your mom knows who the fuck.
That is pretty funny, though.
It only took him, like, over a year to come back with that.
Well.
And good for him. Cried to him for that.
Did Conor laugh about this? All I saw was
that. I didn't see if he laughed or not, but... Well played.
I would have been like, my mom's got a bigger cock than you.
Okay. Weird.
Is that weird?
I don't know.
That'd be a comeback, no?
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't
know. It could be a comeback and a burn at the same time on myself. I'm not sure.
All right. We have Dustin Poirier going to be fighting Anthony Pettis.
Oh.
And then got main event. And then you're going to have Matt Brown versus Diego Sanchez as the co-main on 11-11.
Is this at 45 or 55, those two are fighting, Poirier?
It should be 55.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot of firepower. Those guys are all, like, super exciting. I wonder if they can really deliver. There's another guy, Diego Sanchez.
Yeah, he's not all there. Well, here's the thing. Matt Brown is actually going to retire after that fight.
Really?
Yeah.
What's he going to go do?
I don't know.
Okay, right off into the sunset?
Yeah, but... I'm going to miss that guy. I miss that mouth open, coming forward, like, going to kill you kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fight that, oh, my God. Matt Brown and Diego Sanchez should just murder each other.
Yeah, both tough dudes.
Yes. Both are going to come forward. Neither guy's going to step backwards. Nope. Fuck it. Let's just throw. Let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Especially if it's his last fight, he'll just go for broke.
Yeah. That should be fun. And then we have Carlos Condit. Says he's ready to come back for a fight, looking at December and January.
No kidding.
I didn't think I was going to see that. Did you? I
mean, no.
He lost to Damian Maya, I think it was in April of 2016. It was almost, you know, a year and a half ago.
You took a break? Did he have a baby or something? I thought there was something about family related.
Isn't he the guy that the wife runs the family, at least according to the embeddeds?
That was the impression I got from the embeddeds, yes, that she's running shit. So maybe she said, you got to take a break, baby.
Like... Mama needs a fucking new car. Get out there and make some shit happen.
That's right.
You know? Okay, I'm going back to fighting. I'm not saying that's the way it is, but it's probably the way it is.
He was spot on. Carlos Conn's going to see. He's like, those fucking guys. Where are your cameras? How do you know this?
I just know things.
Yeah.
I know things.
Yes. You drink and you know things?
It's true. You saw this thing about GPS tracking all the athletes now via an app 24/7. What do you think about that?
Sounds stupid.
Is it even legal? Like, if you're a UFC fighter, what rights do you have?
Just on their cell phones, basically?
Yeah.
That can be easily broken.
Well, do you have no privacy as a fighter? I mean, that's basically what they're asking them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're supposed to give them, I think it's a 3-month window of where you're going to be, mm-hmm. day in and day out. Which is crazy. Hey, how about... Here's one. How about Angela Magana? I'm going to go off script. She was in Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. And you know how they had a couple of hurricanes?
Yes.
Apparently, she's not smart enough to get out of the country and just stayed there. And apparently, they have, like, no fucking power.
Okay.
Wipe them out. Why can't the hurricane take her?
Oh, that was your question? I was waiting for it. I'm like, what is he going
to do? Why can't it take her?
Where is he going with this?
What if the hurricane's name is Cyborg?
Then
does Magana live or die?
I think Magana lives.
I'm just saying, she's not the smartest of people. If you know that shit's a coming, why don't you leave? I guess that's what the point.
Some people don't fear. I was just talking to somebody about the Katrina today about this.
Yeah.
You know how some people didn't get out. Apparently there was trains set up for people to get out as a last ditch effort, and there were like 10 trains that left the town, and nobody was on them because people just refused to leave. I think some people just kind of feel like, it's not gonna.
Not gonna be too bad.
It's all good.
We'll ride it. Hey, the whole fucking country's got no power.
Yeah. It's bad, and there's another storm brewing, I think, again. So,
man,
that's why we got this crazy
hurricane
hot
alley over here.
Yeah, it's the
That's why we're getting this fucking heat wave.
Yeah, supposedly.
Fuck this shit.
It's
man.
The rapture, Matt.
It's been straight up 95 like the last.
It's ridiculous.
You got time for that shit? Move right along. You got any other news? I think that was
nine.
It. Exhausting it. Let's do some ass to nuts. Who is more boring? Benson, Henderson, or GSP? I'll list out their stats real quick. So you have Henderson had 16 decisions, and his fight finishing rate is 54%. GSP's been to 12 decisions, and his fight finishing rate is 52%. So it's kind of similar. So it really comes down to who's more boring, Benson, Henderson, or GSP?
Probably GSP. Benson was exciting. For a while. I don't know what happened to him, but GSP was always... They have eerily similar careers. It's weird. They were both super athletically exciting and then kind of got boring. In the latter
half. GSP, it was like once he got the title, then he got boring. And then everyone...
Technical.
That's what caused 70% Johnny Hendricks. Like, this is what GSP does. I'm going to try this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Benson Henderson. And it may just because of relevancy, because I watched his fucking fight yesterday. Please throw a fucking combination. This is a single shot shit.
He used to. Where's that Taekwondo? Isn't that his base? Taekwondo, right?
I don't know.
I think so.
A body kick. A left hand. My hair is in my face. Rub it out. Where's my toothpick? Where's my sponsors? Where's my decision win? Not coming.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to go Benson Henderson.
Okay.
GSP at least got hit a lot in his last fight.
Good point.
So
it was more exciting to watch him get
hit. Yeah, I think so.
You like to see
Wouldn't say he won that fight. I still would argue he lost that one to Hendricks, right? And then you say, he got hit the most ever in any fight. In
his last two fights or three, if I remember correctly, combined, he had more damage than all of his other previous fights together. So he took a lot of punishment. And that probably is one of the reasons why he most likely retired, is because he was taking a beating the last few fights.
And he got off the sauce. That's near here. Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly.
All right. Moving right along. Tyler McMahon asks, he says, do the other two title fights on the GSP Bisping card get you excited for the card now? Or... do you still not care to see GSP fight just like everyone else?
I care.
And the other fights are Garbrandt versus Dillashaw.
Don't care about
that. Yeah, Vinjacek versus Namajunas.
I don't care about the Garbrandt fight, but I do care about the women fight. And I do want to see GSP fight Bisping. Simply because, I think Bisping can melt him. And if he doesn't, and GSP melts Bisping, either way, it'll be satisfying.
That's fine.
Right?
True. You know what's going to happen?
What?
Draw! Draw!
Majority draw?
Yeah.
Okay.
Retains the title. GSP rides off into the sunset.
Bisping said he's
going to retire. Immediate rematch!
He said he's retiring after this.
If he loses.
I thought it was either
way. It's just if he loses.
Oh. No, Bisping.
Bisping, yeah. Sorry.
He said he's done.
I thought you were talking about GSP.
So he's not even going to defend his belt.
Anyway. Well, that's the funny thing, because think about how bitter Luke Rockhold is.
Oh, yes.
And if fucking Bisping wins, beats GSP, and then goes and retires. Now fucking Rockhold can never get that back. That one loss is going to fucking eat him away forever.
I think it's great.
I think
it's the ultimate fuck you.
Yeah. I agree.
He's so cunty. Those Brits. Yeah. They know how to stick it to you.
Well, the other fight on that card, UFC 217, that I want to see, I think it's going to be the best fight. Yeah, Wonder Boy versus Jorge Masvidal.
That's on. Wait, where is that? The opener?
No, that's on the main card. So you have those three title fights. You have Wonder Boy versus Masvidal, and I forget who the fifth fight is. I think Johnny Hendricks is fighting some pie.
That's ridiculous. Wonder Boy and Masvidal. That should be exciting.
That's gonna be a good fight. And I don't know who to fuck pick. I mean, I think probably I'm leaning towards Masvidal just because he's as tough as shit.
I think Wonder Boy can take him. He's more technical.
Depends.
I think it'll be
the ground, right?
Yeah.
If he can get to the ground, and you think about what Damian Maia said about Masvidal's ground game, right? Mm-hmm. Defense.
Some of the best jiu-jitsu in MMA, he said, or something.
Yeah.
He gave him a lot of respect. Credit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Follow-up question. Were thoughts on Rockhold's Octagon interview after the win? And basically, he called out GSP. And he told him to back out of the fight with Bisping. Don't embarrass himself. That's my fight.
I mean, he can talk all he wants. They ain't changing that.
No.
He's salty. He's so salty. What's up with that? What happened? I used to like that guy a little bit.
I did, too.
Now he's all salty.
Because he overlooked a short notice Bisping.
Yeah.
And that Bisping exposed Rockhold, and now people are following that game plan. You can pressure Bisping and get in boxing range. If you get in boxing range, you can fuck him up.
Mm-hmm.
Pressure him early. That's what Branch did. That's why he was successful in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you get down, taken down, and Mr. Rockhold puts his man meat on you, you're in trouble.
Yes.
You're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Brooks asks, he said, Ferguson versus Lee, is it for the real title in your opinion, given Connor has and most likely will be AWOL? And I'll give you the rankings. Ferguson's ranked 2 and Lee's ranked 7.
7. I didn't realize he was that low.
I got a problem with that.
Yeah, it's a big gap there. I guess. I mean, I don't know. I don't think the belt matters that much down there. Whatever. Sure. It's a belt. He'll wear it. He wants his extra bonus money.
Well, I think the Gaethje versus Alvarez fight is like the next title fight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that one's more legitimate. And I think Gaethje, I won't really want him to win because there's another guy that's exciting as fuck. Like, I just want to keep it standing. I'll throw bombs, and I'm willing to take bombs to throw mine. I would love to see a little Gaethje versus McGregor. I don't know if we're going to get that, but
that'll be tough.
It's tough because whoever wins this title fight or interim title fight has to fight McGregor unless he vacates that belt.
Correct.
Which is unfortunate. Cody Burgess just asked, Holly Holm versus Chris Cyborg, what are your thoughts?
I think Holm has a shot, but I think she's got to play the technical tire Cyborg out game to win. And I don't know if she can hold off the Cyborg long enough to make that happen. I feel like Cyborg has a gas tank that you can be drawn if you can somehow get her moving around a little more, tire her out. But you got to be able to juke and withstand the initial chaos that happens, you know? Like a Vitor Belfort style.
Well, it depends what Cyborg fights like, because look at her last fight. She fought super patient.
She did.
And if you make Holly Holm be the aggressor, Holly Holm does not do well when she has to lead.
No.
She's very good when she can counter. And Cyborg, I think, is smart enough to just...
I think she'll not
do it. Lay back. It could be a super boring fight. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever said that about a Chris Cyborg fight. Usually it's just Hulk smash, and we move on.
Yeah, she's going to use the Anderson Silva formula.
Yeah.
Don't engage.
All right.
Just...
I'm going to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe hands down. Mm-hmm. Come get it. Come get some, Holly.
That's right. Yeah. Well, the kicks, too. That's an X factor. Holly's got some good kicks. So, we'll see.
Jared Christensen asked, he said, Cain Velasquez never fights, but his gym has his teammates cut extreme amounts of weight not to be in his division. This seems very selfish and not very sportsman to me. Do you feel the same?
Maybe. And that's a good point. He does not ever really fight.
And again, I'm on record saying he's never coming back. That fucker is just holding up the heavyweight division for Cormier. And Cormier is holding up the 205 division for Rockhold. So again, it goes back to Cain Velasquez fucking everything up for everybody. And AKA. And Velasquez trainer. With the fucking leg extensions. Mass weight, mass reps.
Extend as far as you can.
Try to touch your head with every leg extension.
Right.
Keep your shoulders pinned. Mm-hmm. Foot to your head. Foot to your head.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Yeah.
You only did 50 reps, fucking pussy. Is that all you got?
There's more.
Come
weight.
On.
Yeah. Terrible.
We were right on. And Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rabe Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather be able to see 10 minutes into your own future or 10 minutes into the future of anyone but yourself?
10 minutes is not a very long time. I'm wondering what I would do with that. I'd rather, I could pick.
Yeah.
I think someone else would be better. I don't know who I'd pick, but oh. They have another person. I'm trying to think, who would I pick? It's like you could do like a little show thing at the bar or something. Hit up on some girl and be all like, 10 minutes from now, it's going down. How do you know? I know, because I know. But yeah, then you, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what do you do with the skill.
I don't know. I think 10 minutes on myself, and then I run some crazy thoughts, like thinking about this. Like, what's going to happen if I go with that and then see what happens 10 minutes from now? But it's got to be shit that's going to happen right away. Shit that you're going to get a reaction with. Within 10 minutes.
Okay. It's not long. 10 days would be
like
different.
If you were single, you could play out all these lines on ladies, see how they work out, and then within 10 minutes, where you at?
Oh, you're already in bed? It's not a one-time use thing.
No.
Oh, and that, I think yeah, it's all that the time. Okay. And in that case, yeah, then it's very useful. Exactly.
Test some shit out.
Go to the bar. You just basically approach every woman and just look at her and be like, okay, in 10 minutes from now, like, we're hitting it off. Right. So then you know this is the one I should talk to.
Right.
Right?
You're eliminating all that wasted energy and effort.
Correct.
Maximum efficiency. Mm-hmm. So we're all about.
Tip-to-tip efficiency.
That's right. Would you rather be famous when you're alive and forgotten when you die, or unknown when you are alive but famous after you?
There's no fun in being famous after you die. You're dead.
Ah, you want it all now.
Yes. Give it to me today.
Would you rather go to jail for 4 years for something you didn't do or get away with something horrible you did but always live in the fear of being caught? I ain't going to jail for you or anyone.
That's right. What movie is that from?
Wayne's World.
That's it. Yeah. I don't want to go to jail.
Fuck no.
Oh, thank you.
Jail is no pleasure cruise, even if it's a blue-collar bullshit, federal, fuck you in the ass penitentiary. Mm-hmm. You don't want any part of that.
No.
Fuck, marry, kill, UFC Octagon Girl Edition. Camila Oliveira. Da-da-da, right from our website.
Oh, nice. I like the tattoo. I like the booty. Very nice.
They have Rochelle Lee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what? Is that a tattoo or just rings? That's rings.
Yeah, probably just rings. And then you have Vanessa Hansen.
The face. Is she Italian?
I don't know.
She's got that look.
A little thin.
Yeah, a little. I'm going to have to kill Rachel Lee. Oof. Sorry. I'm going to marry this one. Camila Oliveira.
Yeah.
Is she Brazilian?
Fuck yeah.
Okay, see? Life will be interesting. We'll go ahead and... Vanessa, was it? Hansen. She's going to get the best 10 seconds of her life.
Yeah. Okay.
Twice.
I'm killing Vanessa, and I'm going to marry Camila and Rochelle.
Both?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. It's double team, right. Double fisting.
You are every other day. You are Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You are Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. And then Sundays, it's both of you.
Nice. You got a lot of stamina for a man your age, Matt.
That's right.
Okay.
I got pills that make things happen.
Okay.
Fuck like a champ. Okay, knowledge? I don't know if I have anything.
I'm trying to think at this point.
I had shit, but I couldn't put it in. I don't remember the whole story. There was some female jogger that was like shitting on people's lawns. Did you see that story?
No.
I don't know. They're trying to hunt her down. I forget if it was in the United
States. She just had the shit.
She like randomly shitting on the front lawns of people.
It's weird.
Yeah. They had like sketchy pictures of her. Like, does anybody know this shitter?
Was she hot?
I don't know, and I want no part of a chick that's shitting on people's front lawn.
I'm just saying, that's the thing. The German Scheiße videos.
You know, I hear you, but the kind of chick that...
Cleveland Steamer. That's
it's funny because that's all that's on my computer right now. Is that? But the kind of chick that shits on someone's front lawn, I don't think that's the kind of chick you want to hang out with.
For one night, maybe.
No. If she's that free with her shit, like, what does she do in the bedroom? She's probably shitting on you.
No, I don't know if I would definitely not like
I'm
that.
I'm out. Yeah. You're that free? And I think she's even shitting knowing people are after her.
Maybe it's a like some sort of disease thing, like a mental illness. There must be a word for it. They'll coin a phrase.
God damn it. If that's your lawn, and every morning you come out and there's
I shit on my lawn again.
God damn it. This is not dog shit. This is human shit. There's fucking corn and
there's corn.
Nuts in there. You can't feed that shit to a dog.
No.
It's not right.
Dogs can't eat corn?
I don't know. There's the list of what you can and can't feed a dog is ridiculous. I have the can't on my fridge. I always forget. Like, can I give him this? Like, no, that'll kill him. Even like a fatty steak, like you can't, you're not supposed to give him a lot of. Like, Brian's dog ate a bunch of the fatty steaks. He had to take the fucking dog to the vet. It was all fucked up.
Huh. Hmm. Shitting on the lawn. That's craziness.
I've heard of lawn jobs, like with a vehicle.
Yeah.
Do that in high school.
Uh-huh.
I may or may not have serpentine between trees just down the street.
On you. That's funny. She shits on lawn, she's going to shit on you.
She's going to do something. It ain't going to be right. You want
they
no call
part. That a Cleveland steamer mat. Somebody take a dump on somebody.
Upper decker?
What's that?
I don't know. I think it's where you take a shit in the top of the toilet.
What?
For no good reason. I don't know. We're just going from bad to worse.
It's all good.
Do you want to end on a shitty note, or do we have a better note to end on?
Besides are
you watching any good shows? Like, what was the one you're talking about? The Deuce?
The Deuce.
Funny. Fucking no relation on that one.
No.
Fuck.
It's a movie. It's about a series.
Who is it? Franco?
Yeah, James
He's
Franco.
Actually decent.
He's like, good at it. Did you watch the first one?
Yeah.
That's good.
And then I watched the second one.
I haven't seen that one. Was that last weekend? Or just, mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't watched it yet. But, yeah, it's about the porn industry back in New York starting up or whatever. And it started slow, but so the second episode is worth watching? Yeah?
Yeah. Well, there's usually naked in there. I mean, that's part.
Was there as much dick in it as this first?
There's
a lot of dick in the first one.
There was a little bit in this one.
Okay.
I missed all the dick in the first one.
Did you? You probably just.
I only caught the last like 20 minutes.
There was
of the
like
show.
A hairy, slightly fat dude with just dick hanging out. You missed that. It was a good 10 seconds of just dick in my face. Maybe they took it out.
maybe the second like, run of the show. Like, that's too much fucking dick. We gotta
full
cut.
Frontal nudity.
Too much dick.
But it was a good show. I liked it. Mm-hmm. So now, I'm kind of bummed. The Game of Thrones is over. There's not much to watch. I do watch Premier League soccer. Liverpool, but I'm not watching man, hardly any TV. Playing a lot of music, writing, drawing, working on the website, doing things like this. TV,
all good.
I don't even have TV. I'm just like, streaming.
That's probably a better way to live.
Yeah. But yeah, that's been this edition of MMA Nuts, the Shiza edition.
That's right.
We'll see you guys next time.
The new
Ingo Weigold.
Agreement. Thanks for playing.